Hello, everybody. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue our discussion about Morocco in our unit on travel. Some people have been to these rather trite, usual, common, everyday places like China and Japan and Europe and things like that. But if you really want to wow the people at your office, maybe you should go to Morocco. It will turn heads. People will come over to your cubicle and ask you, wow, did you really go to Morocco? Tell us about your trip.
I know. It sounds so exotic. I would love to go there. You know, it's kind of fun to go places where no one else has been before. I can just imagine those first adventurers who went to new continents and countries where no one had been before. Must have been an exciting feeling. Hard to find a place on the planet Earth someone hasn't set foot in, but Morocco is certainly an exciting place to go and visit. And like you said, if you end up in Europe and you're in Spain, it's just a quick trip to go to Morocco, so I might have to do that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And last time we spent some time talking about the food of Morocco. But, you know, there's only basically only three or four meals a day, and you need to do something between those meals. So today we'll talk about other aspects of Morocco, including the music and the cities and things like that. So without further ado, let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of our lesson for today, and then let's come back to discuss it. Music also plays a vital role in Moroccan life. Live music is frequently performed at weddings, funerals, and religious ceremonies. Like Moroccan food, it blends several diverse elements together. In traditional Moroccan music, flutes, lutes, and zithers weave beautiful melodies together as thunderous drumming supplies the backbeat. Many younger Moroccans prefer raï, a contemporary style that blends popular Middle Eastern music with rock and reggae. In the city of Fez, the medieval capital of Morocco, there are plenty of ancient buildings to see. But the main attractions are colorful leather dyeing pits called tanneries. Visitors can tour these facilities and observe craftsmen using leather-making techniques that have gone unchanged since the Middle Ages. The process involves soaking reams of cowhide in pigeon droppings, which produces a foul odor. But if you can tolerate the smell, it's a fascinating procedure to observe. Plus, you'll have the chance to purchase finished leather goods when your tour is finished. If you're looking for the best shopping and entertainment that Morocco has to offer, pay a visit to the Marrakesh Bazaar. Here, you'll find a labyrinth of souks selling every product you could possibly imagine, including rugs, spices, and even love potions. If you're planning to purchase something, be prepared to haggle, as skillful negotiators can often work out a deal. So to experience an exotic adventure that you'll never forget, be sure to visit Morocco. In the end, you'll get more than you bargained for.
Well, today we're going to start in on one other aspect of Morocco, music!
Yay!
It also plays a vital role in Moroccan life. So we've talked about the food, which is probably my favorite thing about going traveling.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying different types of foods. But here we're talking about music, and we're saying it's pretty important in Morocco. If something is vital, it's extremely important. It's necessary. You have to have it. For example, water and oxygen are vital for our survival as human beings. You could also say something is crucial, something that you really, really have to have.
Or key, very, very important. And of course, music is the center of Moroccan life. Live music is frequently performed at weddings, funerals, and religious ceremonies. So, yeah, the people in Morocco really like their tunes. And you'll hear them at weddings, or hear the music at weddings. You'll also hear music at funerals. A funeral is a ceremony to say goodbye to someone who has died, and also various religious ceremonies. I assume they're Islamists there, or Muslims, so they'll probably have various ceremonies to pray to Allah, etc.
You know, I really appreciate the fact that they like live music. So they're not playing records or CDs, recorded music. So this is a good country for musicians to live in. You'd have a lot of gigs, a lot of jobs that you could perform at. Weddings, funerals, and religious ceremonies. Now, like Moroccan food, their music blends several diverse or very different elements together. So let's talk about what those are. What is traditional Moroccan music? Well, they use different types of instruments. Some of these we don't really use in our typically Western orchestras. Flutes are in Western orchestras, of course. That's like a pipe that you blow into and then you use your fingers to press buttons to make different notes. A lute sort of seems very old-fashioned to me, something that was popular in Europe in the Middle Ages. It's a musical instrument that kind of looks like a guitar, but it has a very round or fat body. More fat and round, of course, than a guitar. That's a lute. And a zither is from Eastern Europe, and it looks like a flat box with strings that are stretched across it, and you use your fingers to pluck it.
Right. Zither is sometimes used to describe the Chinese musical instrument, the guzheng. Some people say, how do you say guzheng in English? And I say, well, we kind of say zither. It's kind of flat with a whole bunch of strings that people play. But zither is kind of difficult for Chinese people to pronounce because it's got the z sound in the, and the th there.
It's
so
tough.
It is kind of difficult. Yeah. So in any case here, there's are some examples of musical instruments you could see in Morocco. And they weave these beautiful melodies together, which means these different musical instruments are playing, so you get some different kinds of harmonies going on there. And we've got some thunderous drumming supplying the backbeat. So this tells us that the drumming there is pretty loud. They probably use different kinds of drums there. And the backbeat is just the rhythm in the background for the music they're playing.
It is. There's also another definition for serious musicians out there. If you want to know what a backbeat is, it's also the strong accent that happens on the second and fourth beats of a measure. Usually the strong beats are on one and three. One, two, three. But here we're talking about a backbeat being a strong rhythm that happens on the second and fourth, so that's a little different.
Isn't that kind of syncopation
or
something?
Yeah, it feels syncopated to us, at least in Western music. Now, they've got some great music going on, and a lot of the younger Moroccans prefer a music called raï. It's a contemporary style that blends popular Middle Eastern music with rock and reggae, kind of an interesting mix there. If it's contemporary, it means it's modern, it belongs to our present time. So they like something called raï, which I have not heard before. Now, we know what rock music is. Reggae comes from Jamaica originally. It's kind of got a strong, slow, regular beat. I could fall asleep to it, I'll be honest. I had a boyfriend who loved reggae, but it's not my kind of music. I like a faster beat.
Reggae's most famous musician is Bob Marley from Jamaica. Some of you might be familiar with The Police. They use some reggae influences in some of their early styles, if you're wanting to find out what reggae exactly is. But raï is contemporary, which means of modern times. It's less than 100 years old. And it's kind of political. They sing, and they sing things sometimes that the government or other people don't want them to say. So, yeah, it's kind of expressive. Maybe it's their version of hip-hop or something like that.
Yeah, it could be, because a lot of hip-hop lyrics are angry. They're protesting something. Now, here we've got the city of Fez. It's the medieval capital of Morocco. Medieval means it belongs to the Middle Ages. So I'm assuming here that this city is very old, that it's got some great old buildings in it. Fez has been around for a long, long time. There are plenty of ancient buildings to see there if you're a tourist. So this would be a place that I would definitely put on my list of tourist attractions, things that I want to see because I love ancient buildings.
Okay, and if you're into leather, well, you can go to these things called tanneries. It's one of the main attractions there, and they are leather dyeing pits. A pit is a big hole in the ground, so they're using these to dye or treat leather, and visitors can tour these facilities and observe the craftsmen or the people working with the leather using leather-making techniques that have been around since the Middle Ages, and they're still the same. They've gone unchanged. So, yeah, if you're into leather, well, this might be for you.
It's kind of interesting that they're still using techniques that have been around since the Middle Ages. Middle Ages goes back to 1100 AD to 1500 AD. Mm-hmm. Seems like they may have gotten more updated equipment, perhaps. Things were faster for them, but it must be a pretty good technique if they've stuck to it all these years. And if you're really interested, you can tour the facilities. They'll take you and show you around. You can look at the equipment and watch the craftsmen who are busy at work making leather. Now, a tannery is a place where they actually turn hide and animal skin into real leather that's used in coats and shoes and things. Now, we're going to talk about the process and how it works, but it's kind of an interesting process. We want to take some time to go over it. So we're going to stop here, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenny. 我们今天继续来看摩洛哥文化。摩洛哥的文化呢，我们提到了它的地理位置，提到了多元的种族文化。今天要谈的是音乐。摩洛哥生活当中，音乐占了非常重要的地位。有一些是现场表演的音乐，不管你在婚礼、在丧礼、宗教仪式上都会听到。那就跟摩洛哥的食物一样，音乐呢，它也是融合很多不同的元素。这里有个动词 blend。Blend 本来就是混合，所以说这边讲的是它的音乐性，它是融合不同的 diverse elements。下面呢就提到它的传统音乐里面有各种乐器的呈现，而这些乐器呢会一起编织出优美的旋律来。注意到这里有个动词用得非常好 ，weave。通常我们指编织衣物、毛衣等等等，可是当你有各种不同乐器在一起演奏的时候，你也可以用这个动词来表示彼此之间的相合、唱和。下面还说到，在这同时还会有什么呢 ？Thunderous drumming 表示雷电一般的鼓声，用这种雷电一般的鼓声 supplies the backbeat。刻画出反拍，看到下面提到摩洛哥的年轻人，他们喜欢 Ra'i 这种中东流行音乐，而这种中东流行音乐事实上里面混合了哪些东西 ？Popular Middle Eastern music with rock and reggae， 包括的有摇滚，还有雷鬼这种现代音乐。接下来我们提到了摩洛哥这里有一个城市叫 Fez， 这个 Fez 是一个中古世纪时候的首都，因此呢这里有很多古老的建筑物。不过他提到了这里有什么旅游景点呢？ The main attractions are colorful leather dyeing pets called tanneries。 我们看到 leather dyeing pets 就是指皮革染料坑，这边其实就叫它制革厂。其实制革厂这个字我们看到 tan T-A-N 原来就是当动词来解释，就可以表示你加入化学药剂，把一些毛皮羊皮这种东西把它制造成皮革。那因此 tannery 加了 N-E-R-Y 之后，就指这个工厂，制革的工厂。游客们可以到这里来参观这些设施，看这些工匠们怎么样去做这种制革的技术。等一下呢，我们就会继续来谈这个过程究竟是如何。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, where we left off, we were talking about the tanneries in Morocco. These are places where leather is treated, or the skin of cows is turned into usable leather that can be made into jackets and purses and boots and all sorts of fun stuff. But the process is kind of weird. It involves soaking reams of cowhide in pigeon droppings. Ugh! Wow, that would be terrible, especially...
Yuck.
If you're risking getting an avian flu there because of the pigeon droppings.
Bird flu, you're right.
Exactly right. So this is a process, English people would say process, that just means a way of doing something that involves several steps in order to accomplish a certain goal, okay? So they need to do this step by step. First of all, they soak these reams of cowhide in pigeon droppings. Now, to soak means to put something in a liquid and leave it there for a long time. Sometimes I soak dishes if they're difficult to wash, let them soak for a couple of hours before actually washing them. It will be easier that way.
Sometimes I'll soak a piece of clothing that has a stain on it before I actually wash it. So I'll soak it for a while. It really does help the stain to come out. Now we've got reams of cowhide. A ream here just means a large amount. Typically, though, we'll use ream to talk about a quantity of paper. In the States, a ream of paper is really just 500 sheets that you can buy and use in your printer. So we've got a very large amount of cowhide. So they're soaking it in pigeon droppings. I'm sure Tom wants to tell you what droppings are. It's his favorite thing.
It is, huh? Well,
yeah.
Actually, I like gas more.
No, but you love to talk about this stuff. A dropping from a pigeon just means that waste that comes out of their bodies. You could call it poop, pigeon poop. But they actually use that. So you can imagine that it does indeed produce a foul odor. Foul here means not bird, which it can mean foul. But foul is an adjective that means the taste or smell is very disgusting. It's unpleasant. Someone can have foul language, which means they swear, they use bad language. Odor is a smell, but typically, guys, we just use it for very unpleasant, nasty smells. So if I smell something that smells great, I say fragrance. if I say odor, it usually means something stinks.
Right, so something nice, as you said, would be a fragrance or an aroma.
Mm.
But something bad would be an odor or a stinky smell.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, droppings from birds can't be all bad because I guess bat droppings or guano was used as fertilizer for
really?
A long time. It probably still is. So think about that. The next time you eat something, there might be some bat poop in there.
Well, we put cow poop on our lawn at home and it makes our grass very pretty.
It's all part of that process in the world. Here. So, hey, you can treat leather with pigeon droppings. But again, this stinks. It produces a foul odor. But if you can tolerate the smell, it's a fascinating procedure to observe. And to tolerate means that you put up with something or you're able to endure something that is difficult to endure. For example, kids sometimes can be difficult to tolerate, especially if they're very small and you cannot reason with them. Or sometimes during rush hour, you need to tolerate the traffic and to tolerate the delays. You need to be patient because everybody is in the same boat.
Oh, it's tough. Well, it's a fascinating procedure to observe. Here we're using a different noun to describe this process. So process and procedure or method, they're all very similar words. They mean just a way of doing something. So we're talking about the procedure that they use to make leather. That's what it is. And it's not a nice one. It's certainly stinky. So it's not a place I would put on my list of places to tour. I don't need to see this. Now, plus, you'll have the chance to purchase finished leather goods when your tour is finished. Now, I do like leather goods, especially belts. Italy is known for their leather goods, and it's a fun place to purchase goods there. Well, it's a fun thing when your tour actually offers things that you can buy to take home as souvenirs and to show people that you were actually there. Now, what if you're looking for the best shopping and entertainment? Where do you go, Tom?
Well, you're going to go to someplace called the Marrakesh Bazaar. Marrakesh, I guess, is a city in Morocco. And there was a song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash called The Marrakesh Express that you might be familiar with. That might serve as an introduction to Marrakesh here. And to pay a visit to something means to actually go someplace and see what it is and see what it has to offer. And in this case, the Marrakesh Bazaar offers shopping and entertainment. Shopping, of course, is when you buy stuff. And entertainment is when you see shows. You might see some live shows there, some music, and you'll have a wonderful experience if you go there.
Yeah. Again, pay a visit just means you go there or visit someone. I could pay a visit to my friend after work. Could use it that way. Here at the Marrakesh Bazaar, you're going to find a labyrinth of souks selling every product you could possibly imagine. So there are lots of little paths or alleyways, you could say, very, very small streets. And they all kind of cross over each other. It's kind of difficult to find your way. It's kind of like a maze. That's what a labyrinth is, a maze of things. And these little shops that you're going to run into sell everything you could possibly think of, like rugs and spices, and get this, even love potions.
Ooh.
A love potion is a drink, some sort of liquid, and it's supposed to have a magical effect on you so that if you give it to someone and they drink it, of course they fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in that stuff, I don't, but Harry Potter had some potions. I don't think they were always love potions. I think they had some magic potions, too.
Well, you cannot underestimate the psychological effect of aromas. That's why perfume is so popular.
Yeah.
So there might be something to this. Don't laugh until you know the facts. And if you're planning to purchase or buy something, be prepared to haggle. Another word for haggle would be to bargain.
Mm.
They offer a price and you say, oh, that's so expensive. How can you possibly charge that? What do you think I am, stupid or something? How about you take this price? And it's an art, the art of haggling or bargaining.
Yeah, you go back and forth. Some people are really good at it. My mom is great at it. I typically just ask them how much it is and I pay.
I hate to haggle myself. Tell me how much the stupid thing is and I'll give you the money if it's not too expensive and let's leave it at that.
Yeah, don't make it into a game. Well, some people really enjoy it. They are skillful negotiators. A negotiator is someone who takes part in some sort of argument or discussion. Usually we use negotiate and negotiator to talk about your participation in these discussions happening in business or politics. And you can go back and forth. You offer something, they counteroffer, and you finally come to an agreement or you reach an agreement. Here we're saying they work out a deal. If you work out a deal, it means you actually come to an agreement where you're both satisfied. You both feel like you got a good deal.
Mm-hmm. Reach an agreement and they both leave happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so here to experience an exotic adventure that you'll never forget, be sure to visit Morocco. Exotic, of course, is something very unusual that you haven't experienced before. Hey, here in Taiwan, for people from Western countries, it can be quite exotic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure going to Western countries for people from Taiwan might be very exotic as well. Very strange and unusual, but still a very exciting experience at the same time.
In the end, we think you're going to get more than you bargain for. To bargain is, again, like haggle, where you go back and forth and you're trying to reach an agreement with someone. But this phrase, to get more than you bargain for, is one that we use when someone gets into a situation where they get more than they thought they would get. Usually we're talking about they get more trouble or they have more difficulty than they had planned on. For example, I went and bought a little puppy to keep me company at home, but I got more than I bargained for because I found out that puppy needed a lot more care than I'd planned on.
Oh, no.
So I got more than I bargained for. So this is a very popular phrase we'll often use when you're surprised at how difficult the situation really is once you get into it. So I think this is one place, though, that we could say it's a happy you get more than you bargained for. Maybe you thought you'd have a pretty fun trip and it turned out to be amazing instead.
It will be the experience of a lifetime. And now it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher, and after that, we'll say goodbye.
好，我们现在来看这个制作皮革的过程是怎么样呢？这边提到一个动词 involve。Involve 就是相当于 include, 也就是包括。其实这整个过程包括有哪些步骤？第一个 ,soaking rams of cowhide in pigeon droppings。这边有几个字好像很少见，不过它整个的意思就是说把这种牛皮呢浸泡在鸽子粪当中。Dropping 其实就是指动物的排泄物，所以你把它浸泡在粪便中当然会有强烈的恶臭。后面逗点接的 which 指的也就是前面这整件事放在鸽子粪里面，结果这个过程会造成什么 ？A foul odor， odor 就是指臭气、臭味。好，接下来，假如你能忍受这种臭味的话，那其实这个过程还蛮有意思的，很值得一看。下面提到 plus 比较口语化。这个用字有时候就是相当于 besides， 此外还有什么？你呢？这样子的话，还有机会在这里买到人家做好的这种皮革制品。好，谈完了制造皮革之后，我们要提的是 shopping， 还有哪些娱乐享受呢？购物当然是最重要的。到了摩洛哥，你一定要看的一个市场叫做 Marrakesh Bazaar。为什么？他说你在这里啊，可以发现的是。A labyrinth of souks, selling every product you could possibly imagine. 因为在这里它是像迷宫一般的巷弄，这边卖着所有你可以想象到的物品。比如说提到地毯，提到香料，还有提到 potion, love potion, 就是爱情药水。假如说你打算买个什么东西，记得哦，要 haggle, haggle 就是杀价。在这里务必得杀价，因为如果你是一个技巧高超的谈判专家，可能就可以协商出很棒的折扣，把东西给买回家，而且会物超所值哦。好，注意到这里有几个字比较重要的是，像 negotiator, negotiator 就是表示谈判家。还有呢，后面往下读，要 experience an exotic adventure, exotic adventure 就是异国的冒险。这样子的话一定得到摩洛哥来，因为他最后下结论 in the end, 最终也就是 eventually, 最后你一定会怎么样 get more than you bargained for. Bargain 其实是代表讨价还价，那你到这里一定会比你原本想的还要获得的更多。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you for joining us. And, hey, I think Chinese New Year is coming up here soon, so maybe if you've got some vacation time or some free time, you might want to book some tickets and head to Morocco. It'll be warm there, you'll get lots of things to eat and wonderful things to buy.
Oh, it couldn't be more exciting. We hope you do get a chance to go, and if you don't, I'm sure there's going to be a travel program on TV at some point to show you the joys and the exotic nature of this country. Thanks for joining us and come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Goodbye.
Bye.